Yeah, if I wanted to make an impact where I thought it could get legs as a company and keep going, I'd be interested in what's getting funded already. So if you kind of look at from the venture community, what do they put their bets in? About a quarter, and if you look on a quarterly basis, about a quarter of that is in line of business and vertical type of apps, which you'd expect. About a quarter of that is in the operations and management type of space. And then the third quarter is, you know, split between collaboration and security plays. So one of the things we do to try to expose what the opportunities are is through this ISV show. And the next one's on business intelligence. So that's where I've got the most recent knowledge. Maybe I can drill down a bit on what the trends are there. Okay, so there's 15 companies that got funded in Q1 of this year in business intelligence. They each picked up an average of $5 million, with a total of $16 million under their belt. So that gives you an idea of the size of company that's, if you're a developer, going to deliver a business intelligence-like product, that's the size of company that you're coming across in terms of a potential competition. And then there's several key themes that seems to drop out when we look at those companies that are getting funded. First off, the need for real-time visibility is driving things like business activity monitoring and scorecard type of solutions. So that's a key area. Sarbanes-Oxley requirements. People have to mine their information and make sure they're reporting the right information. So that's a key driver. There seems to be a number of companies that are basically trying to expose more information and get more value out of existing big ERP and CRM type of systems. So those are three ones that I would kind of call out as particularly interesting.